Ever looked up at a twinkling star and wondered what causes that shimmer? Or why the moon appears massive on the horizon but shrinks as it rises? Our perception of the cosmos is filled with misconceptions that Philip Platt masterfully dismantles in Bad Astronomy. The night sky isn't just a canvas for our imagination. It's a laboratory where physics, psychology, and human perception collide in fascinating ways. These astronomical misunderstandings aren't just academic concerns. They shape how we understand our place in the universe. From Hollywood space blunders to classroom myths about the moon, these misconceptions cloud our cosmic vision. But when we clear away these misconceptions, something remarkable happens. The universe becomes even more awe-inspiring than we imagined. Stars display a spectrum of colors that reveal their fundamental nature, not just white pinpoints of light. Children often exclaim, "It's like a gem," when seeing Vega's brilliant blue through a telescope. This rainbow emerges from nuclear fusion in stellar cores, where temperature determines color. Hot stars like Vega, 10,000 C, shine blue, while cooler ones like Betelgeuse, 3,500 C, glow red. Our sun appears white because it emits across the entire visible spectrum, despite peaking in green wavelengths. Stars twinkle due to Earth's turbulent atmosphere, not their inherent properties. On humid evenings, stars can flash spastically in telescopes as different atmospheric layers with varying temperatures and densities bend starlight. Stars near the horizon twinkle more dramatically as their light travels through more atmosphere, causing rapid brightness and color shifts. Our perception adds another dimension. Our eyes' color-detecting cones need substantial light to function properly, and most stars don't provide enough photons to trigger color perception, appearing white to the naked eye. Telescopes gather more light, revealing the true celestial palette. Professional observatories select high-altitude locations with stable air masses for optimal seeing conditions. Even disinterested teenagers abandon their cool facades when viewing Saturn's rings or Jupiter's bands, proof that wonder at the cosmos remains hardwired in us all. The moon appears dramatically larger on the horizon than overhead, yet this compelling illusion contradicts physical reality. Measurements confirm the moon's apparent size doesn't change, and it's actually about 6,000 kilometers closer when overhead. Historical explanations like atmospheric magnification have been disproven. The current explanation combines three psychological mechanisms: size constancy, our brain interpreting distant objects as maintaining their actual size; the Ponzo illusion, converging lines creating size illusions; and our perception of the sky as a flattened dome rather than a hemisphere. Earth enjoys a remarkable cosmic coincidence. The sun is about 400 times larger than the moon, but also 400 times farther away, making them appear the same size. This perfect alignment enables total solar eclipses. During totality, the sky darkens to blue-purple, temperatures drop, birds fall silent, and crickets chirp as if night had fallen. Most spectacular is the sun's corona, its normally invisible outer atmosphere surrounding the darkened disk like an ethereal halo, often moving viewers to tears. Despite common warnings, looking at the sun is less dangerous than often portrayed. While it can cause retinal damage, most patients recover completely. The real danger comes during eclipses, when pupils dilated by darkness suddenly receive intense sunlight as the moon moves away. Safe viewing methods include projection techniques, proper solar filters, or 18-14 welder's goggles, but never use unexposed film or eyepiece filters. These misconceptions remind us that bad astronomy extends from our homes to our understanding of cosmic events. When galaxies rush away from us, with more distant ones moving faster, they reveal our expanding universe that began with the Big Bang. This doesn't place us at the center. Like moviegoers in seats moving apart equally, every observer sees the same pattern regardless of position. Einstein initially added a cosmological constant to prevent universal collapse, later calling its removal his biggest blunder after learning of expansion. His theories showed space itself is a tangible fabric warped by mass, creating gravity. Most mind-bending is that the Big Bang wasn't an explosion in space, but of space itself, creating both space and time simultaneously. There was no before the Big Bang, just as there's nothing north of the North Pole. Our language struggles with concepts outside everyday experience, leading to misconceptions. Even common phrases perpetuate astronomical misunderstandings. Meteoric rise ironically describes the opposite of meteors, which quickly burn out as they fall. Similarly, the dark side of the moon is a misnomer. The correct term is the far side, as the moon experiences day and night while rotating, with no permanently dark region except perhaps some deep polar craters. Despite overwhelming evidence, about 12 million Americans believe NASA faked the Apollo moon landings, a conspiracy theory that drew 15 million viewers to a 2001 Fox television program. Yet the evidence presented collapses under scientific scrutiny. For instance, the missing stars in Apollo photographs aren't visible because cameras were set to capture the bright moonscape in spacesuits, with exposure times too short for faint stars to register on film. Claims that astronauts couldn't survive the Van Allen radiation belts ignore NASA's carefully plotted trajectories that minimized exposure. The spacecraft's metal walls provided adequate shielding, with astronauts receiving less than 1 rem of radiation, equivalent to about 3 years of normal background radiation at sea level. Similarly, small meteorites actually land cold, not hot as Hollywood depicts, because small objects cool rapidly during their final descent despite the tremendous heating during entry. These misconceptions distort our understanding of real cosmic threats. While small meteorites are relatively harmless, large impacts like the 1908 Tunguska event can devastate hundreds of square kilometers. Scientists now search for potential Earth impactors, knowing that with proper preparation, we might deflect dangerous asteroids or even capture valuable ones for mining operations worth trillions in metals. Astronomy connects us to something larger than ourselves, a universe of breathtaking beauty and complexity that unfolds when we look upward with understanding eyes. The misconceptions Philip Plait dismantles aren't just errors, they're opportunities to deepen our connection with the cosmos. When we understand why stars twinkle or how eclipses work, we enhance their wonder rather than diminish it. Knowledge reveals deeper mysteries worth exploring, making the universe richer and more awe-inspiring when seen through scientific understanding. Next time you look at the night sky, remember you're seeing massive nuclear furnaces of different temperatures revealing themselves through color, not just pinpoints of light. That shooting star is actually space debris creating a spectacular light show as it encounters our atmosphere. And the moon that seems to loom large on the horizon teaches us something profound about perception. In clearing away bad astronomy, we open ourselves to genuine cosmic wonder. The universe doesn't need our misconceptions to be magnificent. It simply needs us to look up with clear eyes, curious minds, and the willingness to exchange comfortable illusions for more beautiful truths.